This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And I found out a little while ago that I am going to realize a lifetime goal slash dream of mine on Monday. It'd be kind of cool that I'm fortunate, and I need to thank a lot of people for allowing me to do this. Other people, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to spend too much time on it right now because Mark Hintermeyer, a Morehead City councilman and the only announced candidate for the mayor's seat, which will be open when Mark Voxland steps aside after his term is finished. Mark Hintermeyer joins us right now on the Mike McFeely Show as we kick things off on this Friday. Hello, Mark Hintermeyer. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So you, and this has not been a tightly held secret, but I guess it's official now, Mark. You have filed for and announced your candidacy to be the mayor of Morehead. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be the mayor of Morehead, Mark?
Sure, and the official part is I put my $5 down and signed my name, and now I'm on the ballot. Yeah, you know, there's a laundry list of reasons, and they go from very small things I'm hoping to improve on, but the larger issues, and being a council member for two terms now, I think the citizens of Morehead have seen what my priorities are and how I, when I make the judgment that this is, you know, important and we have things to overcome, challenges, I'm out there pursuing that. You know, the Rams come to mind, at least one very significant thing, and there's other economic issues that the downtown Renaissance Zone when I was on the Economic Development Authority, and so there's just a lot of issues out there. As you know, Mike, I have three broad categories that I'll be campaigning on, and they flow into so many other areas. I mean, and economic development is a broad one. Transparency in government's a huge one for me, and I think I have a strong record on that, and you may even recall a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, it appeared to me that meetings were occurring on a diversion that were not open to the public, and our staff was there, and I actually moved a resolution that directed our staff to leave a meeting where the press is not there, and it appears that discussions are occurring, you know, so that passed our council. So that part, and the third part is, this is a broad one, too, and I think appropriate for campaigning. But from my point of view, I want to keep the quality of life in Morehead the best in the region. And that plays out in parks and flood control and mosquitoes and infrastructure. You know, all those dynamics, as you know, a local unit of government gets involved in.
Mark, nobody so far has filed to run against you. Does that indicate that that they're afraid of you or something, Mark? Does that indicate? And do you expect others at some point to file to run for mayor?
Sure. Good question. I would expect other ones to file. I'm not so sure that it's me or anything like that. But a mayor in a city of 40,000 is a huge, huge commitment. I'm strategically located, you know, and from my being fortunate of military retirement and my ability to devote my entire attention up to this point on my city council job. I would expect people to do this, but I don't know. And the old adage is, and I play by this, and I think people that know me and watch me, I will campaign like I'm 8 points down.
Well, I think it would be healthy, you know, and no ill will against you, Mark. I think you and I have a good relationship, even though we don't always see the world eye to eye. But I think it would be healthy if a couple other people were to jump in the race from any standpoint and just to have some discussions, just to have some challenges and kind of get some different viewpoints. And I, you know, that might happen. I kind of think there might be and I don't know this, but a Mike Hewlett or somebody else might jump into the race at some point here.
Yeah.
And that to me would be a healthy thing. Do you feel that way or do you just want to campaign like you're 8 points down, even though you're the only guy in the field?
And I guess that would be my side of the story is I don't care. I'm not planning to change anything, whether there's a challenger or not. I have a plan. I'm implementing it on all levels. Even if I had no challenger, I would go door to door just like I was, because there's an important interaction that occurs on our front porch on a step there. And I think I garner status is probably not the right word, but I garner a sense of what the community is talking about in the aggregate of all those doors. So I think that's beneficial for anyone that's elected to a local office, especially, is to understand the dynamics. Because it's been 4 years since I went door to door, and I just think it's beneficial overall for me personally to understand and have those conversations.
If you run, or you're going to run for mayor, if you would happen to be fortunate enough to win the mayor's seat, Mark, I would look at it and say you might have less input into what's going to the city, because a spot on the council, you can actively vote, you can actively do some different things. Do you feel like you might be giving up some things by becoming mayor and giving up your city council seat? It's an odd question because mayor's the top of the food chain, but yet the way Moorhead's set up, it's a weak mayor system.
You know, another good question, and there is some balance there. From my standpoint, being on 8 years, I think I have that experience. I understand the committee structure, obviously the budget process, the current issues. I believe that every council member that sits there very quickly develops an ear for where the consensus is or the compromise. I hope to facilitate that at an earlier point. Being a council member, I have the ability to maybe suggest a course of action that the council might be on. And there is a power vested in the mayor of a veto. There is a certain level of control to force a larger majority on a particular issue. But I think I have the ability. I think I've been very respectful of other council members and then the new council members that come on. And my only thing is I think I can suggest an alternative or a compromise position or sense where the consensus is or where maybe it isn't. And we need to continue the dialogue because the residents, our citizens have to, on complex issues, need to hear that dialogue, need to hear that discussion. And as you know, the council, only when it's empowered at our committee of the whole or a council night, can have that discussion across everybody, every elected member. And so sometimes people argue our meetings are a little long, but you've got complex issues here that will affect residents directly and do affect them. And so I think that deliberation needs to play out as well. So obviously my context here is on different for different issues, but I think the mayor has a bully pulpit and the ability to suggest options, alternatives, and the only one being elected across the city. I think there is a certain informal power that goes with that.
I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. Mark Hintermeyer, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, he is the only announced candidate to run for mayor in the city of Moorhead, as Mark Voxland has announced he will not seek re-election this time around. Mark, a couple huge issues, and you touched on some of them already when it comes to Moorhead. One of them, in my view, is economic development, getting more businesses in Moorhead, getting more restaurants, getting more everything for the citizens of Moorhead so that many of us can, no offense to Fargo, but I like to do my shopping on the east side of the Red River because that's where I live. It's closer to my home. It's my friends and neighbors who have those businesses. How do you get those businesses? The age-old question for Moorhead, how do you get more businesses to come to Moorhead?
Yeah, no, good question, and it's things that I've provided efforts in pursuing. We have a Renaissance zone downtown that when I was on the Economic Development Authority, it was brought at a certain size, and I suggested, and then we did move it to a larger size footprint. Border cities legislation is a huge issue for us because we already have the precedent of accommodating some of those issues. We were successful this year in cutting in half the disparity between us and those across the river in our business property taxes. We've had an allocation to buy some of the workman's comp issues. But a couple council members ago, council meetings ago, I'm sorry, I spoke out about we need to be aggressive. We need to move with a sense of urgency. This was when our local representatives were there, now that I remember Representative Paul Marquardt and Ben Lean and then Senator Eakin. And to join in with them and start thinking on the box. We talked about home rule, if we could pursue that and see if that would be an option. So we need to be aggressive about issues where the disparity is so great that we can't maybe offset. The other one was the workmen's, you talked about restaurants. There's a discussion of this tip credit, and that is not something that I pursue, but I'm looking to see whether or not we can have a business exemption or credit so that the employee sees no difference in their employment, because I don't think we should balance the restaurant issue on the backs of the employee with tips, you know, that tip issue. But I do believe that we could somehow have a parity with perhaps an exemption or credit for the restaurant itself. And so that's when we actually, as a council, put, you may recall, I think it was up to $10,000 to get an understanding of what that amount should be, so that the disparity there, so that we could then enter into the timeline of writing a proposed legislation and then, you know, fly that up to the flagpole and see if we could do that associated with the border city. So, you know, I'm going to pursue every angle that and continue to pursue those that we've worked on in the past. And you can't be successful if you don't try. So we're going to try and hopefully be successful.
And last quick question, Mark. I know you have some other things going on here today, and I appreciate you taking time out. The diversion. Yeah. As mayor of Moorhead, if you win, will you fully support the Fargo-Moorhead diversion, and will you be making trips to St. Paul to help our local delegation get the money out of St. Paul to help fund the diversion from the Moorhead standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. And your little chuckle there, that could be quite an interesting process as you've seen other things come out in that regard. And that's a really good question. And it is a little frustrating for me. You remember the paper and all the discussion when I looked out there on the, you know, the gambit of what's going on, I'm starting to hear concerns. I watched the North Dakota legislature come very close to actually killing the money for the diversion. And then I look at the feds and the president's budget. And then I look at Minnesota and how that plays out. And so my immediate responsibility as I see it was, okay, what is Moorhead responsible for? We said all along we do not have the capability to bring any significant dollars. We just do not have that ability. We're not like the folks to our west. And so then that played out into whether people are for or against the diversion. Many times during that discussion, I said this is not about the diversion. It is about our responsibility to Moorhead citizens to ensure that we haven't neglected that legal language and somehow would then be responsible for dollars. We just frankly don't have those dollars. I mean, it's different rules. And so that becomes problematic, too, as any time you discuss. And there's a little frustration that there are some that, you know, on the West that don't quite understand the rules we play by in Moorhead. And it's our reality. So absolutely, it hasn't changed. I voted numerous times to bring this along. But Moorhead, where we're at now, is really just a minor player because the DNR permitting process is ongoing. There are so many things that are happening at much higher levels that will deal the outcome of that going forward.
Yep.
So.
All right. Mark, thank you. Thanks for coming on. And we'll talk.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot during the campaign, if indeed there is much of a campaign in your case. Well, then, you know, you and I have a good relationship, so we'll talk
absolutely.
A lot, okay?
I'm still 8 points down. So I actually, my son-in-law has sent me a filing for a concrete block. And would suggest that the concrete block is ahead of me right now. So that's my mentality.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. And good luck to you.
Yep. Thanks.